97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's Beer 30 time. I've got Brad in bed from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You could check that podcast out. Check that podcast out. Do it.
Click, share.
Yeah.
Listen, repeat.
Click on
wash,
that.
Wash, rinse. Do it all.
Subscribe. That's the thing, right? Subscribe. Am I using the lingo right?
Review. You are.
Okay.
You are.
Podcasting is out of my realm, so
just so you know, you're qualified to have a podcast now.
Oh,
you know the lingo. That's it. That's
okay.
All it takes.
Subscribe. As long as I can say subscribe. Test. Like, I watch enough YouTube videos with my kids. I know that they always ask to subscribe at the end.
Right.
Subscribe to this video.
Sellouts.
Yeah.
Sellouts.
Sellouts. Check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Oh God.
We have a beer here, guys.
You want to even call it that?
Oh, man, you look really... You already had a sip. Ben had a sip, and he looks like he's going to vomit.
Is this the future of beer? Are we bringing back the future of beer?
Listen, everyone, this is not a secret. I sneak sips before we taste. It's just how I operate.
Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
We're excited about that. It's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Right.
Everyone gives pumpkin beers a hard time. There's usually a reason for that, so I thought I'd bring one in so we could talk about it.
People know my admiration for pumpkin. I like it.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Is pumpkin pie your go-to at the holiday dinner table?
I love pumpkin pie.
You're a basic B, as
I am.
Say.
I am.
Non-dairy.
Pumpkin beers get a hard time, and there are a handful that I actually really like. So, but I've not had this one before, so let's break this down here.
So the best pumpkin beers are the ones that are truly spiced ales that happen to have pumpkin involved, right?
The best pumpkin beers are the ones that are in the garbage.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So this is the Alaskan Brewing Company, their pilot series, whatever that is. Maybe because
it's a long flight from Alaska. Let's not get ourselves.
Yeah.
So this is an Imperial Pumpkin Porter. It's brewed with pumpkin and brown sugar and spices. And you put your nose to this very, very opaque black.
Yeah.
It's very dark. Black like obsidian.
Yeah. You put your nose to this and it smells like a spiced pumpkin pie. There's gingerbread in the nose. But it is pumpkin.
Yeah.
It is bananas.
Definitely the gingerbread's more prevalent to me than the pumpkin, to be honest.
Really?
But I just, you get the spice. The spice nose is what I detect first. But then taking it into the sip, into the taste of it, and it flips and you get way more pumpkin than you do spice, in my opinion. But also pumpkin, pumpkin pie has that spice flavor anyways. But this does, to me, this tastes just like a slice of pumpkin pie. That maybe sat
I'm sorry,
on a shelf a little bit longer than it should have.
The faces in the
studio.
This was on TV.
Can we check the bottling date on this? I think this was last year's.
Oh, God.
No. It's good until December 23rd.
Oh, right when the holidays are about to end.
Yeah, so if you want to enjoy this.
This smells... The finish on this beer is like they took a pumpkin pie still in the tin and blended it and then added it to the fermentation tank. There's like aluminum in this too. Holy
shit. I wonder why my cavities were jumping around my mouth.
What is that?
It's not my cavities.
What is that?
Wow.
It tastes like processed pumpkin. That's all it does. You took a can of pumpkin puree, pumpkin pie, and tossed it into a porter.
I think the nose was so promising, actually.
Yeah. The nose, it smelled like the holidays. Right when I smelled it, I was like, ooh, that's very, not just Thanksgiving or pumpkin, just in general holidays with the
spice,
cinnamon and all that stuff and the nutmeg.
Yeah, the cinnamon, the nutmeg, the cardamom, like all those spices that come through and it's like, it tastes, it's almost like that, when you got a crock pot with cider or even the eggnog, all those holiday smells you get from cookies and everything else. It has that.
Yeah.
That flavor and that smell to it, the aroma is there, but it does not translate, does not compute when you actually drink it. It goes from being hopeful to being horrible.
Well, it's interesting. Porters, you usually want that roasty, that roasty, aspect from the malts and things like that. And I was hoping that the fact that this was a porter would mean that they would have toasted some of those holiday spices up. So you get a little bit of that sort of continuation of flavor and it's disjointed. There isn't that there. There's the bright holiday spice nose in it. It's pumpkin-y. And then it just becomes a porter with a weird finish at that point. Like
it doesn't even have the richness that a porter would normally have. And it doesn't have that, like that mouthfeel, that decadent mouthfeel and the softness, it's disjointed, absolutely, but it's just even...
It's like they held off on, like, like porters, oftentimes people use like a chocolate malt, for example, mm-hmm. right? It feels like they just didn't do that to try and stay true to the pumpkin in the.
Yeah,
I feel like it's maybe overly toasted. It tastes burnt almost to me.
Well, stuffed. I think that you're saying that just to get me to go back in to see if
I want you to try and let me know if you are tasting what I'm tasting.
There goes my Friday.
Well,
how can I possibly recover from this?
So, thumbs down or
jury's still out? Jury's still out.
Yeah, we're not
thumbs
sure.
Down, and I'm pointing to something down south. If you know what I mean.
Wow.
Oh man.
Okay, I guess we're done here.
Way down.
Yeah, thumbs way down. Okay. Even I will give it a thumbs down.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is the man with journalistic integrity.
It is.
That he's called us out a number of times.
I have, and I'll continue to do so. I wanted to like this because, as we mentioned earlier, I like the pumpkin stuff.
And you like the porters and stouts.
I like the porters
and stouts. When we started this, that was your go-to.
That was my go-to. It's just not very good. It smells really good, though, if you want to make it an air freshener or something.
I'd like to turn it into a candle.
There you go. Maybe that's what it is, like drinking a candle.
I tell you what, step one in identifying you have a problem is leaving open beers on your desk. Just say, no, it's an air freshener. Don't, I'm not drinking it. It's an air freshener.
All right, well, you can check out this review and all of our past reviews at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Check it out. They're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that fun stuff. Sports Meets Beer. Brad and Ben, I'm sorry this happened, but I'm glad we shared it together.
Just a trio of Halloweeners in here.